From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The first shipments of swine flu vaccine have now been sent to every state. But the Centers for Disease Control says demand is outstripping supply. Only a relatively small amount of the vaccine was ready this week. As NPR's Robert Smith reports, the logistical challenge of distributing hundreds of millions of doses is unprecedented.
In New York City, people will line up for anything that seems scarce. Tickets to the musical Wicked. The raved about hamburgers at something called the Shake Shack. But Dr. Jane Zucker of the New York City Department of Health says so far, despite the rarity of the swine flu vaccine, New Yorkers aren't mobbing the clinics.
So far, people are calm, and I thank them for that.
Good thing, too. The city of New York has received 68,000 doses so far. To put that in perspective, that would barely vaccinate the people who attended Bruce Springsteen's show last night at Giants Stadium. So Zucker says so far they haven't advertised the availability of the vaccine and only sent out a few hundred doses each to doctors who requested it.
That's really not very much to be able to handle what may be a very large crowd. We've been focused on making sure that hospitals, for example, can start vaccinating their healthcare workers, which are part of the priority group.
Zucker and the CDC say the same line over and over again. Please be patient. And shook it with the CDC updated reporters today about the progress.
There's probably more demand than supply, but that's expected because the tap has just opened and we're just beginning with the supply.
Shookit says that they have 6.8 million doses ready this week, and states and large cities have sent in orders for about half that. Now, that may sound like a surplus, but there's a lag time involved here. Every day, states get an update from the CDC and make new orders based on what's available. The CDC has contracted with a medical supply company, McKesson, to ship every dose directly to doctors and hospitals via FedEx. And this whole thing takes a little longer than the states would like.
It's a little bit tricky for them because they'd like to be offering more, and we don't have enough vaccine yet for them to really do the large-scale rollout that we expect to occur in a couple weeks.
For instance, New York City won't open public vaccination clinics until the first week in November. It's put off school immunization until they have enough to do the roughly 1 million school children in the city. You might think a city like New York could throw its weight around since it had a major outbreak of swine flu in the spring, but it doesn't work that way. The CDC is distributing the vaccine based on population. New York City has 2.7% of the population of the United States, and that's exactly the percentage of the vaccine it gets when the stuff becomes available. That leaves health departments with a dilemma. How do you start to push for mass immunization when the supply isn't there yet? Jeffrey Levy, director of the nonprofit group Trust for America's Health, says they have to carefully match supply and demand.
We have this two-edged concern. One is that we'll throw a party and everyone comes at the same time, or we've thrown a party and not enough people come.
And so health departments have the ads and public service announcements ready to go. Once it seems like enough of the vaccine is in place, they'll make sure you know about it. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.